You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back, Rudriance, for Black and White Sports. Well, as you can imagine, the sports leagues are going to start issuing statements and doing their virtue signaling in regards to the tragic death of Tyre Nichols, of course, in Memphis. Right now there is protesting going on. It was a horrible, horrible situation up there. It looked terrible. We did a live stream on that. And, you know, thoughts and prayers are with the family. LeBron James tweeted out something incredibly stupid this morning because, as we know, it was African-American cops that were involved in this tragedy. And in our opinion, it has absolutely nothing to do with race. And it's got a lot to do with a few bad cops, a few bad outliers among all the good cops across the country. So we got an official statement. We got the NBAPA. We got the Grizzlies. And just breaking just a few minutes ago, we have the National Football League. The NFL just issued a statement, and let's just go ahead and read that. The NFL mourns the tragic and senseless death of Tyre Nichols, and we send our condolences to his loved ones and Memphis community. We remain deeply committed to combating the injustices and inequities that plague our society, and will continue to work with our social justice partners to support our communities and fight for change. I mean, here we go. This is going to become a social issue. The NFL, the NBA just cannot help itself. They're going to continue to preach left-stream narratives in all this. I just don't see how this has anything to do with color of skin. And I truly don't. I mean, when you got black cops involved, you just got five repugnant ass cops, outliers, in that caused a terrible situation. Memphis police released the footage on January 7th of the traffic stop that preceded the death of Tyre Nichols. Nichols spent 3 days in a hospital before his death after being beaten by five police officers. The Minnesota Timberwolves held a moment of silence before their game against the Memphis Grizzlies in Nichols' honor. Goes on to talk about LeBron James. We did that video this morning. Quote, "We stand by the rightful arrest of all officers involved," the National Basketball Players Association said in a statement. "Such an aggressive and excessive force illustrates the continued need for accountability in the justice system." It seems to me like the Memphis police, they worked very quickly and have done a great job. I've heard a lot of praise for how fast they moved on the investigation and charging these cops. Okay, so we are distraught to find ourselves dealing with the needless loss of life due to police brutality, and this time it was one of Memphis's own. The Grizzlies said in their own statement, "We're thinking of the Nichols family and friends and share the pain being felt throughout our community. So let's support each other and respect how our fellow Memphians are coping. We have faith in this city and the power to heal." The actions of these officers were awful. No one, including law enforcement, is above the law, Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland said in a video posted to Facebook on Thursday. "I assure you we will do everything we can to keep this type of heinous act from happening again." The former officers could face up to 60 years in prison. I have no doubt they should get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Again, it was an absolute awful tragedy. But like in all these other situations, here we go. Here we go with all the sports. They're going to virtue signal. They're going to make a cause out of this. And they will make this political come hell or high water. Everybody else is. I talked about the fact that Van Jones earlier, despite being five cops, said this was about racism and white supremacy. LeBron James already echoed those sentiments. And it's like, you know, you guys are idiots, okay? I mean, there's no other way to say it at this point. I mean, you see these cops, they're not white, and I have no earthly idea how race can get brought into this equation at all. So, tell me what you think, Black and White sports supporters. Brace yourself. The social justice virtue signaling is coming. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.